Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome, a little hot, to the Bump of the Love Sponge show, after show. I think this is the first one in what, hell, 2 weeks, if not longer?
Pretty much.
It wasn't a podcast, yeah.
Yeah. Live. I got to tell you, it was refreshing to get a late, was it six-ish blitz or four-ish that you either texted or emailed me that you tested out the Twitch and we were good?
I got the notification and texted you right away. It was probably about, let me see.
Maybe it was
6
one.
O'clock.
Six, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was passed out already. I know I woke up this morning.
Yeah, I didn't get a reply. I figured, well, I'll see it.
And usually I reply to you like I wasn't trying to, you know, I wasn't trying to blitz K you.
That's fine.
I was actually.
I figured you're either busy or asleep.
Passed
and you'd
the
see
fuck
it
out.
And, yeah. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. Well, we
well, no, we
it
didn't
happen.
Know.
I know. That's why I wanted to let you know when I, because I kept like looking and checking about starting about 2 o'clock, and I'm like,
And then all of a sudden, does it just go from dick?
To, yeah,
does
so
it just
I
go
follow,
from nothing to like okay, now you're here?
So here's the, so I follow a Twitter feed that has everyone, any partner that has been banned or unbanned. So I knew they would post it as soon as we got unbanned.
Were we on it?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well,
that's actually how I heard we got banned. So,
oh, really? That's great.
Yeah. So I figured, well, I'll watch that. And as soon as it comes through, and it did, it came through, and I checked it.
So they broadcast to the whole entire world who got put in timeout.
Yes.
That's nice. Thanks. So anyway, we are going to rearrange on how we do some things. Immediately, we're going to ask you to not gift subs. We want you to continue to sub. If it's part of your Prime deal.
Absolutely.
Because it part, I mean, and hell, I don't even know of a human being. I don't even know. I don't know if I should be saying this or not, but I don't even know if Amazon Prime is even worth it anymore. Because I think, and you guys could, and I need everybody to chime in because I know we all use Amazon. In fact, there's not a human being that doesn't. But lately, it seems that they're, you know, the benefits of Prime and getting it on this day compared to that day has kind of
gone
diminished
away.
Somewhat.
Gone away.
Yeah.
Well, I actually used to order like a ton, like almost every day we had a package come in from Walker to food, you know, different things.
Right.
And I was talking to her yesterday on the way to swim and she goes,
you mean on the way to swim that you can't participate in?
I'm in the bleachers for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm in the bleachers.
Bench warmer.
I'm the bench. Yeah. I'm not even the bench warmer. I'm the, you know,
the bleacher.
Guy. I'm the peanut guy. She said
you're
it's
a spectator
not worth it
at best.
Yeah, I'm a spectator at best with a free ticket.
Right.
She said it's not worth it anymore. Like they're, you don't get same day really ever.
Yep, I know.
Even if they say it's going to be for the next day, it's usually the day after that.
Right.
And their delivery times are all over the place.
Well, I was supposed to. I ordered not ink toner for the printer here, and it was supposed to get delivered yesterday. I was like, okay, well, I'll go home, grab it, and come back in and print the stuff out I need printed, and it didn't show up until like 8:30, even though it said it'd be there by like noon or 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, is there any reports that people are canceling Amazon Prime?
You know, and it used to be like $69, $79. And for that, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess it's worth it.
But it's $1.20 now, ain't it?
I think it's one. Isn't it $1.50?
Yeah. Yeah. They popped it.
Here's
up.
The true test.
And the
right here. Anna, do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
You. Oh, wow. The woman that was born in Israel has Amazon Prime. You haven't made that adjustment yet?
Mm-mm.
Are you thinking about it?
A little bit.
I kind of am.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I just, like...
With all the different stores now, too, like Walmart, Target, you know...
Yeah, but all those have their own Walmart Plus.
I'll tell you what I'm most mad about is that the Amazon took the Smile program away. That was,
the reason why they did it was because that way they could donate to charities at the tax write-off.
Right.
Well, it ended up being way more popular than they ever thought it would be, and it sort of cost them a lot of money.
Oh,
Bezos had to get his $500 million yacht.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I really like Elon Musk more than Jeff Bezos. Because Elon Musk, I think he has more money, doesn't he?
The richest man in the world.
I mean, technically, it fluctuates. I think the divorce took a big hunk of Jeff's, didn't it? Half.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, Elon. I saw a report on Elon where he doesn't even really have a house. He's got like a $50,000 kind of like modern module kind of deal over in Palo Alto or something like that. But he didn't really have a house. And he doesn't really, I mean, like, he doesn't really act like the richest man, does he?
No, I mean, he's a dick sometimes, but, like, whatever.
I love him. I was watching, when I was pooping, I was watching an old Joe Rogan.
Heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty loud. Well, you know, Bubba, you're allowed to do
I could
that.
Hear, we could hear, like, I couldn't hear what it was, but we could hear it in the studio
that
playing.
That was so funny.
And Anna's like, I opened the door, and it's really loud.
But nothing came out. There was a lot of loudness, but not a lot of action.
Hold on. We were talking about your phone being loud, by the way.
Oh.
Nothing else. We didn't hear anything else.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we weren't hearing anything else. Just your phone was loud.
Oh, yeah.
Just
well,
watching videos so loud.
Well, I mean, I got the fan going on in there.
Oh, I know.
And I'm not trying to like under, I'm not trying to watch porn and try to be undercover about it. I'm watching Joe Rogan and some other shit.
It was just funny.
But it was Elon Musk on Joe Rogan, and I'm sure it looked from years ago just because.
When he smoked weed.
No, I think it was maybe even before that.
The Forbes billionaires list Elon at number 2 and Bezos at 3.
And what's the numbers?
184 and 116.
Yeah.
And Bernard Arnault is number 1 at 215.
But Elon was talking about how he, and I'm sure you guys have seen this, so don't patronize me by it, but you, in fact, I'd like for you to add to it based on what you know. And how he was, Rogan asked him a question about AI, and Elon like took a very, very long pregnant pause.
Yeah, I know what you're talking. I saw that.
Yeah, and like I've never like he was really, really digging deep for the right.
Was he saying that it's like going nowhere good? Was that
Well, he said that he for years has been telling the AI developers to slow down.
Yeah.
To like slow down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember.
And how it's going to get away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would listen. Like nobody would listen.
Right.
And so my question to you is, I mean, after seeing that radio AI demo that I listened to and watched yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, last week.
Yeah.
And that's just got to be, that's absolutely has to be just the rudimentary version of AI. I mean, you know, artificial intelligent radio personality that is constantly monitoring.
That's simple stuff.
Yeah, that's simple. Like, that's simple shit. Mm-hmm. But it's still, nonetheless, AI. And it's, you know, pretty entailed for this profession. Like, it completely nails radio. Except for and I can't even think that I'm immune to it, that long form, you know, monologue opinion based AI wouldn't be hard to come up with. It's constantly learning, so it all has to do is just blitz have it read right or left, however you want your personality to be.
Mm-hmm.
Have it consume that data and then speak about it. I mean, and then have an Anna Hummel in there with a little bit of a female perspective and a little bit of a difference, and then have a Blitz K and have his little tweaked out, and then have a dumb one and Lummy, who, you know, and then have a redheaded one that's a little goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And you just AI it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think AI is going to ruin the world. Because
it's definitely
going
to change things.
I mean, this is kind of what Andrew Yang was screaming about, what, 4 years ago when he was running for president, about UBI and just being outsourced by robots, essentially. Like, your job becomes obsolete. You know, no one has a job at Starbucks anymore because it's all a kiosk.
Right.
And then we don't need any drivers anymore because
they're all self-driving
cars. So it's like, where are these people, these real humans, going to find jobs? And why would anyone pay them when the employers could get away with less and have, you know, a better outcome, less errors if a robot was working?
I mean, let's go to the fast food industry. And let's say that you need two people instead of eight people to work there. Because, you know, usually you got to have a couple people in the back. I mean, I don't know how many. I don't know.
Don't forget, they're kind of doing that now. Like, if you walk into a fast food place, like a Taco Bell, McDonald's, I don't know if Burger King's doing it, but, like, you have to order at the kiosk. You can't go up and order. And
right.
I think Taco Bell, no, I'm sorry. I think they do let you pay cash, but they're trying to get away from cash. If you pay cash, you have to go up to the cashier, and then you have to, like, wait for a person to actually ring you up and stuff.
But they still got the schleps that are putting the shit together in the back.
For now.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we've played many a times where they have these hamburger building machines and these, mm-hmm. you know, like, that's simple.
It's very simple.
That's simple shit. The order comes in, they, you know, a fucking automatic patty goes down on the grill. This fucking robot thing has a spatula. Well, since it, you know, puts a certain mm-hmm. amount of pressure on it, then takes it, flips it, put a certain amount of pressure on it, then flips it into an... Like, that's simple
shit. I mean, I
gotta
be honest. I can't believe they don't already have that.
I can't believe that McDonald's or Burger King or don't already have that.
Dude, they had that when I was watching Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those little machines that mm-hmm. would, you know, do it for you.
Because fast food workers are the worst as far as getting them to show up to work.
Right.
I mean, nobody that's frying hamburgers at McDonald's gives a fuck about frying hamburgers at McDonald's.
It's a high turnover rate. They used to not get paid very much. Now they're making probably $20 an hour.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But typically they didn't. It was obviously a transition type of job, usually for young people.
Right.
And why would they get
a summer job for some, you know, yeah.
Well, but then once you have the robot installed, you don't have to pay the robot. You don't have to work. The robot doesn't take breaks.
You got
to
have a Blitz K come in every fucking 3 months, make sure the software is good. And he comes in here with this little laptop, says, yeah, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. Oh, you know, I replaced a few components on this little motherfucker and it's good to go.
And that's why... They didn't replace them with robots 10 years ago because for $5 an hour, I just pay a person. But now it's $15, $20, $25 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
It's not worth paying them now.
Right.
So they're pricing themselves out.
Yeah, and the customers would be happy because the orders would probably be better.
They'll basically hire like 3 people to work a whole store.
Right.
You know, because there needs to be someone there at all times.
Right, and you need somebody.
Maybe 4.
There needs to be somebody there, at least 2. You know, maybe somebody.
Really, you just need one person to like load the machines and take inventory. You know,
yeah.
Like,
you know, maybe. I think you got to have at least 1 or 2 people. I was wondering why racing hasn't come. I mean, maybe it's just tradition, but racing hasn't come up with robotic flaggers. I mean, the flag guy is there, and like. Right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, you literally hit a machine and the fucking arm comes out and waves a green.
Yeah.
You hit another fucking arm comes out and it waves a yellow.
Sure.
Or a red. I guarantee it's just tradition.
I think so, too.
At this point, you know, it's like, man, we can't put a fucking robot
because,
well,
I mean,
there.
Here's the thing is, at that point, just have the cars drive themselves, you know.
Right.
No pit crew. No, you know, then what's the point?
Hello. Right?
Now it's just RC cars.
Bubba.
Yeah.
This is Charlie. Hey, they do have a fully automated McDonald's already. It's in Fort Worth, Texas.
Really? Fully automated?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just reading about it. I heard about it like a month ago.
I'll have the boys send me an article on it, okay, buddy?
Okay.
Appreciate the heads up. And I guarantee you that's probably the most efficient McDonald's.
Probably.
There is.
And probably prices go down because they don't have to pay the workers, you know? So it's more affordable for the customers.
Probably not.
In like 2009, maybe when not. I left here, when I did the sorbet for a little bit with the South Africans, and they were trying to bring in this new stuff from Denmark. And they went over there, and there was these, like, all the food and all the processed, you know, like, food. They said everything was automated there, and that Denmark, like, people were having problems finding jobs because they had to, like, switch everything they were doing because the companies were only hiring people to work on the machines instead of actually doing
anything. Yeah, you hire one Blitz K with a laptop. He goes in, makes sure the motherfucker's good. Oh, I need a new module here. Hold on. There you go.
That was like in 2009.
This AI guy's he's got an overheating issue, so we got a new fan in him. Got to put a new fan in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Look, here it is. So it makes it food for you. I don't want to play the sound to potentially get
I mean, the ordering kiosks are at all the stores now.
And it kind of looks
weird. In some cultures, like in Japan, like, you know, they got almost, you know,
everything's
automated. But you can get like vending machines with decent food.
I want to see the back though,
right?
Where they got the robotic guy putting on the fucking, you know, flipping a hamburger.
There's probably not a whole lot to see, you know, because they don't do it to make it look cool.
Elon Musk worried about dangerous AI as he admits he may have accelerated it.
Of course.
How did he accelerate it? Neuralink,
Tesla.
All the things he works on.
Yeah.
His whole fucking life.
Is the Neuralink thing the stuff they're trying to try to put in your head?
I think so.
And then you can, like, look at a computer and I have to have a mouse and shit, and you can, like, look and say and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But what if your thoughts are stupid, like me and Lummy's? Then we'll have stupid. I mean, like, at least, you know, at least we can be kind of smart on a computer, Lummy, if we do it ourselves.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Sorry, this might be off topic, but I've been waiting for you to get back on YouTube to call you. I was listening to BAR, and you did a really great interview with Aubrey Huff. Like, I couldn't like even change the channel. Like, every minute of it was very interesting. I was wondering if you could do like a follow up podcast with him.
I tried, but he hates me and like was talking all kinds of shit about me and fairly recently ago, and I don't know what I. In fact, we had him on when he was first starting his talk show and his T-shirt company, and then I don't know if Spice Boy got to him or.
That's what I would assume. They were friends.
He
was Spice Boy's plus one at my wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all how right. We came to the show, is they were friends.
Never mind, then.
And I have no problem with Aubrey. Like, I have no problem with him, and I would hope that he could hear the side of the story that he's being told. I wish he could hear the truth, nonetheless.
Yeah, me too, because, man, that was a good interview. And I was thinking if you got him on podcast, you guys could really sling it about, you know, the burp, burp, burp.
Yeah.
Burn, no, burn, Aubrey's burn. Cool.
Yeah, he just, we don't know.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks, man.
You know, here's the thing about this. I don't want to get too deep into the woods about the Hogan sex tape, but, but like, what's the other side of the story? Like, and I'm asking you guys, like, you know, you guys know what the media's reported. Then you know what I have, the information that I have, and my side of the story. I don't want to say that my side of the story is the truth, so we'll just call it my side of the story. Well, then what's their side of the story? I'm just asking.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's what Aubrey's, you know.
No. I'm not necessarily speculating like that's Aubrey's, you know, Aubrey's problem.
Okay, okay.
But just, I'm just kind of throwing it out there. Like, what does Spice Boy tell people? Like, you guys know what I tell people. Hey, listen, motherfucker, you know, this guy stole the tape, and he shopped it here, and he shopped it there, and this guy didn't get processed, and this guy got my job. You guys know it ad nauseum. So, and we'll call that my side of the story. We won't call it the truth. And then you guys have seen the Gawker trial, and you guys are familiar with the outcome of that. And then you know that there was another trial that settled, and so that never, you know, that information never really got out. But so... what do you think those people, the people that, you know, that have another, that are somewhat connected to this, what do you think their side of the story is? And I'm just, like, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm asking you guys individually because you guys truly know the story better than most.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't know because I haven't heard from anyone like, hey, so-and-so said this is really what happened. You know, so I don't know.
Right. I have been told that Spice Boy told people that I am the one that gave him the tape for safekeeping.
Okay, but even if you did...
it doesn't give it the right to...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was actually Kevin Sullivan, an old wrestler, and he had just appeared on the Cowhead show. And he was being interviewed about the tape, and they said that Calta told Kevin Sullivan that the way the tape got disseminated was that I gave it to an old producer, and I'm assuming at that point it would have been Spice Boy, that I gave it to an old producer to hold while all this shit was going down. Well, I mean, that would... I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, if I had something that sacred and that...
So what you're saying is damaging, he gave it to TMZ to hold for safekeeping.
Yeah. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but it would just be interesting to hear what they're saying. Hello?
Hey, Bubba, how you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I don't know for a fact, but I know you're telling the truth about him shopping stuff because he did it to me through your show one time a long time ago, right after the Casey Anthony deal. My wife and I and my family, we were down in the Bahamas, and I took like a snapshot. They were down there at Atlantis hanging out, and I called the show to tell you guys she was out partying or whatever right after the trial, and he's like, well, send me the picture. And so I did, and you guys never did anything with it, so I called him up and just to make sure he got it. And he's like, yeah, I sent it out to a few news places, but nobody was really interested. So he was shopping everybody's stuff.
Well, that's what he did. I mean, he did that when I took Linda Hogan, passed out on the beach. He turned it in to see, you know, if they wanted to publish it and send money.
But I've always known you were telling the truth about that because he did that. He didn't do nothing to me. I didn't care. It didn't affect me at all. But I just thought it was funny. He's like, yeah, I sent it out to a few news places, and nobody was really interested in it. Yeah. I was like, well, damn, were you trying to make money off it? I didn't care about making no money off it.
I guarantee you, if you would have sold it, you wouldn't. I promise you this. You know, obviously, he didn't sell it, or so he says he didn't, but if he would have made a dollar from that, you would have never heard from him again. I mean, he wouldn't have called you up.
I was just trying to contribute to the show, and he's out trying to sell my content to make, you know, gain for himself, and I was like, it just told me right then. I have always known that you were telling the truth about him shopping that shit. Your tape.
Oh, it's well documented that he shopped it, and it just nothing really came of it. You know, I mean, no agency or anything thought that was that big of a deal. It's extortion in most places, but you know, listen, I got an uphill battle because I'm Bubba the Love Sponge, so I don't make for a very good victim. So
can I say one more thing, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will tell you that I stopped listening to the show several years ago. Manson kind of, I couldn't listen to it no more. But I've been back listening for about a year, and this is about the best show that you've ever had. And I'm a big Honor fan, but Blitz is like the perfect counter programmer, but you know he's not going to stab you in the back in the long run. He's been a great addition to the show. I love listening now. It's the best the show's ever been.
Blitz says he'll get that $20 Venmo to you.
Yeah,
right. Because he's already got your info.
Yeah.
All right. He just makes me laugh.
No, I am.
A programmer like Spice, but he's got your best interest at heart. He's not going to screw you over.
I've said many a times a lot that I, you know, feel the most strongly about my current lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited on, you know, we are way well ahead of most terrestrial people digitally. And, you know, that's where we're concentrating most of our efforts on. We're doing pretty good. Yeah. You know, February pretty much sucks because Twitch threw a wrench in February, but we'll get back on track for March.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no, you guys are killing it, man. Like I said, you know, several years ago, I just couldn't. I couldn't listen to Manson no more. I'm sorry. I know he was your boy and all, but
no, he's not my boy. And listen, hold on. Listen to me. He's not my boy, and it took you know him finally, you know, showing his ass for me to realize that he didn't have my best interest and that he was, you know, the songs. Listen, he's a great parody writer. He's an unbelievable parody writer. The Ned character was funny, but it needs a good setup man, and he's not a good host, and his parody songs were getting a little one-sided about how stupid, fat, and how I lost everything, and it just it was a great run with Mike when I had it, but it was long, him departing was long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I know is it's finally good to be excited to get up and listen to the radio in the morning like I used to back at, you know, like the... Well, I've been listening since 94 when I was just a teenager, but, you know, back in the early 2000s or mid-2000s, it's just great to be excited to turn the radio on in the morning again and hear y'all, you know, kill it.
Well, thank you. You know what? And more importantly, thank you for being excited again, buddy, and thank you for finding us again and participating and listening, and spread the word if you can, bud.
Oh, yeah, Florida Man Radio is how I listen, but I live down in Sarasota. But, yeah, you guys are killing it.
Perfect. Cool. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you later. Turn into call-in hour, which I have no problem with, 813-90-BUBBA. We usually don't take a lot of phone calls on the other show, so maybe we could take a few over here. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did get on. I didn't miss the gym today.
Good.
I did not.
Good boy.
I didn't think you'd make it. Being that you went to the track,
I know
yesterday.
That's crazy. I was like, I'm fucking hitting the gym today, and on. I think I heard you one day. It might have been last week saying, you know, it was about like having the drive and having the intestinal fortitude where you're like, I can get my alarm just went up. I can nobody's holding the gun for me to go to the gym. But do I have the fucking balls?
I was yelling at Hootie on Friday.
And do I have the balls and the drive to say, I'm going to the fucking gym?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so today I was like, I'm going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I missed, you know, 3 days last week. I only made it to the gym twice. And I'm going and I'm going to go fucking do an unbelievable arm and chest and shoulder workout.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fucking, and I did. I nailed it today.
Good.
Excellent.
Took Bella. Bella loves to go to the gym. She fucking goes crazy.
She does legs.
She does legs. Yeah. I have this little ball that I throw back and forth, and she goes 100 miles an hour.
Good.
And then she quits. Finally, I can tell when she's over because she'll just not go. I'll throw the ball, and she'll just say, fuck it.
She'll look
fuck
at
you.
It.
Yeah, fuck that ball down. But go get your ball. Just fuck that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yep, make it quick. Just going to let you guys know that guy kind of touched on it a little bit. I'll say two things real quick. The first one is you guys are definitely firing on that right rear because your YouTube numbers have jumped probably 4,000 to 6,000 in the last like month or two. I've watched your views on every like your shows every day. They've gone from, you know, your average 1,500, but they would top out about 23 to 3 in the last month or so. Man, you guys are hitting 8,000, 6,000, 7,000.
And listen, a lot of that has to do with Rhett, Lummy, and Blitz. They all three collectively have really, really concentrated on YouTube, and it's just made a huge difference. I mean, we were sitting here looking at, you know, hitting 50,000, stroking our dicks, and now we're honest to God thinking we might hit 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So it's been an effort from all three of those guys, Rhett being the forefront of that. But
and Anna, too. She's contributed videos and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
so
you.
Listen, everything we do here from podcasting to the videos is everybody's included.
Yep.
If I didn't include Anna this time, I'm sorry. But everybody does a couple extra, you know, things. And our YouTube's exploding right now, and we're so excited because that's where you got to head it. That's where you got to be headed.
Yes, sir. And then the other thing I was just going to say is about the Hogan crap, man. Not everybody sees it that way. If you want to know how, like, I see it, and I was there through your whole little deal, is like I see it as Hogan was down and out, brother, and he was clinging on to you every chance he could. I'm not going to bash him bad, but he was doing his thing to make money off of you. He did that. You let him. You know what I mean? Get in there while he didn't have an old lady. You let him smash yours. That's fine. I don't judge you. Do what you want. It's your house.
Love the way he says it.
Yeah. Well, anyways, but the fact is, he sues Gawker, gets back on top, and you would think, I'm just going to reach out to Bubba, say, hey, the way things went wasn't really cool, but, you know, you're still my buddy because you were really my buddy. But no, it's like, okay, it went my way. I got money. Screw Bubba now. And that's not right. He wasn't really your friend. Anybody who's really your friend will turn. I mean, I've fist bought people before, and I'm still their friend.
Yeah.
Because they were my friend.
I mean, listen, two wrongs don't make a right. You know, he made a lot of money from that sex tape. I'm certainly not an innocent party by all means, but I'm half as much the boogeyman as people think I am. And you know what? And maybe someday that story will be able to be told. And then people can form their own opinion as to, they can see a different side of it. And then they can say, oh, fuck, I didn't know that. Or, oh, yeah, I know that. And I still think Bubba's a dick. It doesn't matter. It's all over at this point. And someday, maybe just someday, we'll have an opportunity to tell that story.
I hope so. Maybe he'll wake up and realize he's where he is. Because, but I'll let y'all get to it.
How many days sober are you?
Oh, I am 90. Wednesday will be 93 days, I think.
Awesome.
Excellent. Great job.
And how do you feel, bud?
No, I feel good. It's funny because I've actually gotten, you know, my grandfather always told me, do good things, work hard, and good will come to you. And I quit drinking, and now I got somebody letting me race their car. I got my own race cars, but somebody's going to let me drive their car, which is a lot easier because I don't have to work on it. I don't pay for it. And it's just a lot of little things have worked out. Like there's a thing called FloridaTreasureHunt.gov.
Yep.
And they contacted me and told me I had money sitting from like 3 years ago. So that happened. Just a lot of good things have happened since I've started trying to make better things happen.
Good. So, good. I appreciate that. And day by day, man, unfortunately, you know, we don't know that our other friend Hootie can talk about being sober, but we can you, and we know that you're doing it. So keep up the good work, my friend.
Everybody will say, oh, I just quit. And I ain't going to lie. There's days I wake up, man. Anyways, not about me, but yeah, y'all have a good one.
See you later, bye.
All right, see you, track mate.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's Justin Kuntz on the Cash App.
Hey, what's up, Justin Kuntz on the Cash App? I appreciate all you do for us.
Of course, man. Hey, are you guys going to throw up the bat signal and, you know, we'll meet at the Southside bathroom at the Gators?
By the way, Arizona Dirt Track Hoosier, $20 for my favorite compressor boy. You know what? Yeah. Well, for those that are going,
we didn't give those tickets away either, did we?
No, we'll give them tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah.
For everybody that's going to the Gator Nationals, Bubba Army, that is. Yeah, we'll definitely throw out a bat signal. I would say probably on Facebook. Follow our Facebook. Or Instagram, we could throw
we'll
something.
We'll probably go live a little bit too, and we're gonna record a bunch of cool stuff.
So, just be monitoring our shit, and we'll meet up.
Alrighty. Hey, did you ever tell Anna about when Mike Calta had Artie Lang in the studio, and he tried to bash you, and Artie was like, "I'm not gonna bash Bubba, he's a friend."
No, I never heard that. I never heard that. I never heard that clip either.
That was a great clip, man. You got to find that.
Artie's a true friend. He really is. I wish I knew where Artie was or
he's
what's
going. He's on Cameo.
He shut Calta down though. It was hilarious.
It looks like he's not really moving too well because he's always in the same chair.
Oh. find me an example.
I saw it 2 nights ago because I was wondering the same thing.
Is it new?
Yeah, this is like 2 days ago. No, his Cameo. Yes, it.
No, the coward thing is old.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's old.
Well,
yeah,
how old's the cowhead thing?
I would say at least 5 years.
Oh yeah. He's not.
I mean, he had him. He had him do an event. He had already do an event or something, and whatever.
Are you on life support, bud?
No, it's my truck. It's my work truck.
All right, buddy. Hey, good talking to you, and thank you for the info. Appreciate it.
All right, Bubba.
I know. Thanks.
So he was either on life support or he was doing a self checkout somewhere.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like that. Everybody's been wondering. Oh, did you see that? Did you see where SiriusXM yesterday announced that it was letting eight percent of its workforce go?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But I did see this. This is kind of breaking news.
Everyone. I haven't really heard much from you today. You've been kind of laying low today.
Well, just during the after show.
What do you think about
two kidnapped Americans dead and two alive.
That's the latest update. At least
I think two are dead and I think one injured, they're saying, and one uninjured.
Samuel Merritt, $100 on the Cash App, and I think that might be new money.
Nice.
I've never heard of Samuel Merritt.
I think I've heard his name before.
Merritt, Cash App, hon. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Lummy, what am I supposed to do here?
I just said X.
Where's the X?
Right there. The
black X.
Oh, the Blitz, is it me? Or sometimes they kayfabe the X's.
They absolutely do. So they want you to click on the other stuff.
All right.
So you click on buy.
I don't know if I don't know if I can play this or not. Would this be a potential issue?
I think you'd be okay playing a few seconds of one of them.
Okay.
The second one's his most recent one.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when is this saying that it
was? It was from like a week or so ago when I clicked on it.
I might have to book one.
It's $150.
I may have to book one just to say, hey, it's Bubba, and call me. I want to see how you're doing as a friend.
He's only got 4 videos left.
What do you mean four videos left?
They put like, so if you, if celebrities can put like how many they book in like a time.
No.
Time.
I think I turned it off. Oh no, I got it on the other deal. My bad.
Yeah, Daddy.
Where's it coming from?
Your head.
Oh no, I got it on the other deal. Yeah, Daddy.
Where's it coming from?
Your head.
Yeah, Dad.
I like the yeah. Don't I want to keep the. I like the yeah. Don't I want to keep. I like the yeah, Daddy. Can you give me another yeah, Daddy?
I
like the
yeah.
Don't I want to keep. I like the yeah, Daddy. Can you give me another yeah, Daddy?
I
like the yeah. Don't I want to keep. I like the yeah, Daddy. Can you give me another yeah, Daddy? I like the yeah, Daddy. Can you give me another yeah, Daddy? I like the yeah, Daddy. Can you give me another yeah, Daddy?
Frankly, Mark Crack, Daddy.
Can you give me another yeah, Daddy?
Frankly, Mark Crack, Daddy.
That makes me laugh.
So silly. Oh, shit.
Hey, Ben James, Will Offerman. What's going on, guys? How you doing? I got something to say to you motherfuckers, all right? So listen.
He doesn't.
What?
I miss Artie Lang.
Me too.
Mrs. Noves.
Hold up. Jesus.
Stop and listen good.
What's wrong
I'm
with
only going to say this once. Wah, it's expensive in the Hamptons. Wah, wah, wah. Hey, Howie, it's Artie Lang. What's up, man? I hear you're a con artist. That's right. You're full of shit. Hey, Steve, what's up? It's Artie Lang, and I got a message from me, Alex, and Pete. I hear you're turning 50. You'd love to turn 50. All right. Happy 50th birthday, bro.
All right, so that's what Artie's doing now is Cameo.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and I'd like to tell you that I'm on Cameo now.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do a cameo for you if you'd like.
Well, see, that was his initial cameo video.
And that was a long, long time ago?
Yeah.
And then he only did four?
Well, no, he has four left. So you can only book four more. So get them while they're hot.
Let me. I have a cameo, and I can't even tell you the last time I was booked.
I got booked a week ago. Happy birthday.
For real?
Yeah. I got two back-to-back.
Jeez.
I did one.
I think Cameo is a like it's a you get a big splash and then it dies down.
Yeah,
because you know you only have a certain amount of people.
Well, and it's hard too because like literally someone could just go in chat now and say something, and you know like chances are pretty good you could read it.
Right.
You know.
Right. I feel like booking an Artie deal just so that I can say Artie, it's Bubba. It's pretty bad that I got to fucking book a cameo to get a hold of you. But nonetheless, I'm willing to give you $150 just so I can check up on you and see how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my phone number if you'd like to chat or email me. More importantly, are you okay? Are you doing okay, buddy?
Has he gone on any podcast or anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's... I think a few months ago he like did a couple, was going to like start doing some and then like stopped. And
oh, did you see the Opie thing?
Yeah, the Opie thing.
About me?
Yeah, he talks about you all the time.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
But usually good, right?
Yeah.
Somebody showed me a screenshot.
Yeah, he posted a short on his YouTube.
About, stay tuned for the Opie and Bubba, or would it sound better at Bubba and Opie show? Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah. He said that last time he heard from you, you guys were going to do like a one-off show and you were going to go ask Howard if it was okay. And he said that it probably didn't go okay. That's why he's never heard from you.
Oh, well, fuck that. Let me text him right now. What if I call him?
Yeah, he's probably hanging out.
Yeah, I'm just going to call
him.
He's
got a new podcast.
He does?
Yeah. He drinks beer out of shoes.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right. Let me see here. I'm just going to call
guy.
Him.
Call him.
Call him.
Call him.
He's so funny.
Prepare. I swear to God, my phones ain't working. I
swear to God.
Uh-oh.
Blitz, swear to God, Buzz, my good job. Look.
I didn't even do it this time.
Oh, no.
Nothing?
Zero. Okay, hold on.
Prepare.
Nothing, prepare. Let me try. I mean, it looks like, try to call me. 813-90 Bubba. I can't get an outside line. I can't even call. Here, I guess I can.
Is your phone pot up?
Yeah, my phone pot's up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't. Looks like I can't do anything either on the. Oh, there's Lummy.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that works.
Hey, Tootie. How's it going?
Yeah, see you later. Yeah, but it's like my phone's.
Yeah, so I'm through the software, I should be able to do the same thing. Oh, hold on, wait. Let me try this.
Maybe a reset, Willie? A lot of times back in the day, I just.
Well, remember, I had to reset it every day a long time ago. It's been like 2 years now. I can busy all.
Yeah.
But that's it. I can't pick up a line or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you got to admit, though, we got 2 years out of your latest fucking fix. That's pretty damn good.
Let me see if I can, hold on, let me see if I can answer this guy. Yep. So I can do that.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Pedro? Your phones are working, kind of, not really.
Well, they're working from y'all, but they ain't working for me, which is completely ass backwards. That'd be like if the plane, the guy in the back can fly it, but the pilot couldn't. Yeah.
You want me to go reset them?
Yeah, yeah, after Pedro, okay. Which I have nothing to say to Pedro because his wife's never going to fuck me. So, I mean, let's just be, I mean, Pedro, let's just be honest. Where the rubber meets the road, this is the uncensored show. Your wife ain't ever fucking me.
We're going to wave off this landing.
Right?
Listen.
She ain't. Let's be men's. Let's be men's and just be honest. Your wife ain't fucking me.
In all fucking seriousness. If we weren't married, she probably would.
I know, but you guys are married.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not swinging yet. We're only 5 years.
I'm not asking for swinging. That would mean I would be offering the merch crick, and I ain't doing that.
She don't want to share her pussy right now.
Okay, well, I thought maybe she'd want to share it with a superstar like me. Some women do.
Well, you never know. I mean, you get some pills in her, maybe she'd want to change her mind.
I mean, she's been giving it for free to this fucking, you know, out of gas pool guy. I mean, fuck, she could be giving it to her favorite radio guy.
Yeah, well,
and then that's a badge. And then that's a badge of honor for you too. Oh, you know, my favorite radio guy fucked the shit out of my wife. Fuck.
Yeah, well, you know, I laid the steam well. What do you want to tell you?
All right, Pedro, we love you. You know, we have this love hate relationship with you, love. Oh, let's fucking deleted him.
Sorry, Pedro.
The deuces.
Blitz is doing a reset. I do.
Yeah, it'll take a minute to reboot.
I got Opie's number here. And, let's do a show. and you know, whatever. Do I bring him down here in studio, or just with today's technology, we just zoom it up, Willie? I think we just zoom it up, right?
Does he have that technology?
Maybe. Oh, Blitz, you just fixed it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bubba.
You're live, by the way.
And you're live, and I just want to let you know that I saw, you sent something out where I must have asked Howard, and it didn't go so well. I didn't ask Howard, and nor am I going to ask him. I'd love to be on. I'd love to do a show with you. I don't got to ask him.
Well, first of all, I hope you know I was joking. Second of all, the last time I talked to you, you said, I'm going to go to Howard and talk to him about doing a show with you.
Right.
You don't remember that.
No, I do remember that. I do remember that. But, you know, I think that ship has sailed, me doing any shows for Howard. And so why not you and I do a fucking show, just like you said? And we can call it Opie and Bubba. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, but I was just joking with the fact that, you know, with my history with Howard, that you would call him to talk about a show for us. That's all. I hope you didn't take it the wrong way.
No, not at all. Okay. I will tell you this, that you were right, and I got to thinking about it. I'm like, you know, maybe I might not want to have that conversation. I hope he's probably right on that deal.
Oh, okay. Hey, so I've been trying to get you on my shit for a while now. I got to ask you, what do you think of the layoffs at Sirius?
Was it like 7 or 8% of the workforce?
8%.
8%? That comes out to like 500 people.
Well, I think that, to be honest with you, SiriusXM, as much as, you know, did as great things that it did for us collectively, I think that they're no longer the sexiest guy in the room by far, and that they are so fucked, and that they've not... Listen, when we were all there, there was talent there. There was radio people there. You know, you and Ant and, you know, Howard and me. And then, you know, fuck, they had Rich and Covino. Like, they just, you know, they had somebody's cup of coffee for anything. And they are so fucking worried about movie stars and comedians and people that don't make a difference and truly don't know how to do radio. They're still in the radio genre, but they are not, you know, hiring radio people, and I think they're fucked. I think they're absolutely fucked.
Oh my God, preach!
I mean,
just hand money over to these celebrities, and then some of these celebrities didn't even have to come in. The rumor with Eminem is they pay him millions of dollars and he has to do one show a year.
You know, I thought when we were there, I thought that they had learned from the Martha and the Oprah and, you know, all that bullshit. I thought that they had learned from that and the Jamie Foxx channel that you just can't. These motherfuckers, you know, the virus and the Bubba Army and the Howard people, that these guys are men 18 to 65 that are driving in their trucks or working construction or in their vehicles. And those fuckers do not care about celebrities. They want to be entertained by radio people, period.
Of course. And you know as well as any that a lot of these celebrities, they don't give you anything because they're guarded and they're too scared. If they say the wrong thing, they're going to lose too much. So I don't understand why you would think that would work. One moment to plug. I literally just uploaded it, and it's going to be out at noon, excuse me, on my podcast feed, Opie Radio. But I break down the whole reason why satellite's in deep trouble, and I do want to tell you, live here as well. They ignored the podcaster, just like regular radio ignored satellite radio when it was coming.
I just don't understand. They're still, and you talk about the celebrity deal. Two things to that. Not every celebrity can do radio. Most of this shit is scripted out acting, whereas you know, as you've been doing it as long as I do, we do spontaneous, spur of the moment, opinionated, that's our craft, and not every one of those people are good at it. And then secondly, the other thing that our audiences collectively, whether, again, you're talking about, let's call it the big three and call it, you know, know, Howard, you guys, and me. Let's just, for all intents and purposes, call it that. You know, I would be so honored to be in that group. And so, but nonetheless, we all were transparent. You know, Howard would talk about stuff that was going on in his life. You and Ant would talk about stuff that's going on in your life. We talk about, well, these celebrities, they can't say, you know, oh, you know, last night my wife won an anal for the first time, so I stuck it in her ass. You know, we could. We can say that because what the fuck are they going to do to us? Nothing, you know?
Well, the other thing you need to say, in our heyday, like I don't do 20 hours of original material a week anymore, but we had to come up with 20 hours of original material a week. And these podcasts and these celebrities, they have a tough time squeezing out an hour a week.
Yeah, it's and then the whole big podcasting facade in itself. There's very few people, and I'm dabbling in it a little bit as well. I think we got like 5.5 million total downloads. We get about, you know, 175,000. I mean, I'll tell people my fucking numbers. I don't care. Like 175 or 200,000 downloads a month, and it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't pay that much fucking money. So everybody has this biggest. Not everybody's making Joe. Very little are making Joe Rogan type money. Well, I guess only Joe Rogan's making Joe Rogan money, and the rest of us are making. You know, if some schlep can pull in 3-4 grand a month on his podcast, he's killing it.
Right.
And
yeah, I agree.
And Sirius XM is run by a bunch of fucking idiots who don't know anything about what they don't even know the fucking genre that they're in. They're still in radio. And they I hope that, honest to God, I hope they fucking crash and burn.
Well, Obi talked about it on one of his live streams a few weeks ago about how his first podcast contract, they were expecting like millions of downloads per show. That's just not reasonable.
Yeah. No, it's just not reasonable. It's just not going to fucking happen. No matter how big a brand you had or how big a brand you have, it's about distribution, and it's about a lot of different things. And the podcast world is just so fucking inflated. And I really chuckled. I don't wish bad for SiriusXM, but I certainly don't wish good. And they're not doing anything that resembles anything that got him to the dance. Look what got him to the dance. The big three and, you know, NASCAR and, you know, other men skewing non-celebrity shit is what got him to the dance.
Well, then they got more into, you know, and I know you love them and that's fine. I'm not trying to, you know, pull you onto my side here, but they were in the Howard Stern business, which basically meant it wasn't as bad at first, but then it became a point, take care of Howard, give him all the money, don't worry about Bubba anymore or Opie and Anthony anymore or a whole bunch of other guys that have now left the platform. As long as Howard keeps bringing in the subscribers, we're good. That was their business model. Take care of the one guy.
Well, and you know, and so and so I can support that. I can support that comment, but I can take it another further, Opie, and that is, what about life after Howard? Can you imagine if you had us ready to go for life after Howard? I mean, there's going to be life after Howard. I mean, if you're going to be a successful, sustainable business, you have to be able to keep his P1s. I can't think of two motherfuckers that could retain his P1s better than you and me.
I think you know, radio, like a lot of corporations, they don't really care about the future. It's like, make the money now. So the guys that are there now, they know they'll be retired more or less or at the end of their careers by the time Howard leaves and they have to reinvent themselves. That's why they don't do it.
I mean, I got to tell you, you're polarizing and I'm polarizing. But can you imagine if... And I would say this to Anthony as well, just in full disclosure, okay? Can you imagine if they had, I don't know if you two could ever play nice together, probably not, but can you imagine if they had a combination of us in some way, shape, or form, whether it be me and you, me and him, us three, I don't give a fuck, but if they had that, because had that in the works, you know, 1 year before Howard's done, they start rolling us out or having us, you know, we know we're going to do it. They would be able to, they need to worry about where Howard's people are going to go. because they don't have anything right now. Listen, God love Jim and Sam. I mean, listen, you know, God bless them, but they are not as good as we are. I'm just saying it. They're not.
They're not even close, Jesus.
No, and
Opie's not a big fan.
But Opie, I'm just trying to be. No. I mean, like, I'm just trying to be total fucking no bullshit here. Like, you know, you and I and Ant and a couple other guys. You know, I mean, we're that old school cut from Howard's cloth that still have 10, 12 or so years left where Howard's massive amount of people that are still around would say, you know what? I would subscribe to fucking Opie and Bubba. I would subscribe to Bubba, Anthony, and Opie or whatever. I would subscribe to that. I'll stick around for that shit. I would.
Of course. Well, they got to find guys that know how to do this. I mean, most podcasters, like you said, they've struggled to get an hour of material a week. These entertainers, they can't do it. Like us old school radio guys, we, like I said earlier, man, we had to come up with 20 hours a week. Can you imagine?
I'm doing more than that right now. I'm doing 20 of terrestrial radio with Twitch, and then I'm doing another, what, Blitz?
One five to eight.
Like I'm doing about 26 hours of radio a week.
Mm-hmm. Live.
Wow, you're crazy.
I know, I'm fucking insane. I'm on all kinds of medication. I had to fucking start getting high again. It's just fucking, it's just fucking crazy.
What's your big issue these days?
Oh, nothing.
You
nothing.
All right?
No, I'm doing great. I have the best group of people I've ever had. I'm happier than I've ever been. I'm not making Sirius XM money, but I'm paying my bills, and you know, I'm still, you know, we're still making money, and here's the deal. First of all, let's break this down into a couple different things. Terrestrial radio, that's fucked. That's not even fixable. Yeah. Like that, like that's fucked. Like, you know, you guys, you know, when you guys were, you know, you guys used to absolutely kill it. What did you guys have at one time? 30 affiliates, 25 affiliates?
I kind of lost track, to be honest with you.
No, but I mean, you guys were far bigger.
I took it for granted, man.
Yeah, I mean, and we took it, and you guys were like, it was Howard who had like 60 affiliates, and then it was you, and then I had like, I think maybe 15 or 16. I was way below you guys. And so, but that, I mean, we could, back in the day, we could make a good living at that. And that fucking ship has sailed because that whole industry scared of itself.
Opie made a great living. He lives 500 feet above New York City.
Yeah. Opie, Opie made such a great living that Mel paid him to stay off the fucking air for I don't know how many years, didn't he?
2 years.
I mean, hey, I got to admit, man, they treated you guys good. They paid out your deal on that, didn't they?
Yeah, they had no choice because they knew we didn't do anything wrong in the end. But they were scared of all their other properties. So I had stupid money just going into a bank account while I wandered the earth. It was crazy.
Don't you wish that we, I'm probably mostly to blame. You're probably a little bit to blame. But don't you wish that somebody would have taken us aside back when we were rolling hard and said, hey, listen, you two fuckers, why don't you play nice? It's going to get you further down the road. Don't you think that would have been cool?
Well, now I fully believe that. And even at the end of my Sirius run, I had major issues with Howard. I tried to talk to him by working, you know, the people that we both knew. And he had no interest. And whatever,
And listen, Howard and I have remained friends, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want me over there. I don't necessarily know that it's his decision. It may be Greenstein. It may be, you know, I don't know who the fuck's, I don't know who it is, but they don't want me. They don't want you. They don't want anybody that is good. They don't want anybody that's good. They want Howard to roll. They want Howard to roll out and be the, and have his legacy and roll out whenever he rolls out. And I wouldn't be so surprised that he doesn't sign up for another five. I'm just telling you.
What else is he going to do?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
I mean, if they're going to say, okay, Howard, we're going to pay another $100 million, right, and you can work 3 2-day, however. I mean,
he works like 6 weeks a year as it is now.
I would literally, they'd have to roll me in. Who was that guy that used to, old radio guy that was, Paul Harvey.
Paul, yeah.
Yeah, and they would roll him in. When I worked in Chicago at WABC, I'm sorry, at WLS, and I was doing mornings. Well, they would roll him in on a wheelchair, literally, and give him his own studio, and he would go in there and do his little folksy shit and stuff like that. But fuck, if I was Howard, and you're making that kind of money with those kind of hours, I would continue to do radio if they had to fucking roll me on a wheelchair, as long as my voice still worked.
100%, and I wouldn't blame them. I gotta ask you. I was obsessed with your DoorDash thing. Are you still doing that?
No, and I only listen.
We just talked about getting back into it the other day.
I did that as a gimmick. I did it for about a month just so I could get some decent content, but it got everybody fucking talking, and it right. made for some great content. And you know, right. it's you know, I'm not that broke where I have to do DoorDash, but I was making about, you know, $88 a night. That ain't too bad. I mean, come on.
No, I'm not bringing it up for whether we're broke or not. I'm bringing it up for exactly what you just said. I have considered doing that, and also considered being an Uber driver for the content and for all the crazy people you meet.
Uber would be, if you could get the person to be cool with, you know, you rolling tape, Uber would be the best. It really would, because I mean, just think, you could get into long form conversations. You don't know if you're going to get a couple hot chicks in there. You don't know if you're going to get a couple fucking drunks in there. You don't know what you got. And I mean, it's content that you can't plan and that you can't replicate, period.
Again, it's like Russian roulette. You know, there's the airport runs around here that take well over an hour.
And then you get a guy like you. You get a guy like you that knows how to ask questions, that knows how to pry, right. that knows how to, you know, get the most out of somebody. That could be huge.
Well, I'm having fun. I mean, I don't make really that much money anymore. I don't talk to the same amount of people anymore. But for some weird reason, man, I'm having so much fun just fooling around,
drinking beer out of shoes.
Hey, if you're paying your bills,
thanks,
if you're paying your bills and you're supporting your family, and I mean, and your family is healthy, you've made your money and you've done well with it. So fuck it. We don't need large audiences. Our egos are past that. We just need to be happy in your own skin. And we're natural broadcasters and naturally want to produce content. And that could be, you know, however you want it. But I certainly would like to do some shit with you, because I really think that we understand each other. Like we both come from the same background.
Well, we should just have more of these conversations, you know?
Yeah, we should.
And see what happens. But I explain it like this. My career, I had the biggest fucking most delicious meal ever. And now I'm just mopping up the gravy with a piece of bread.
Now you got that roll and you're sopping up the remnant so that the plate's clean. You're using the roll to clean the plate.
And if I get another great meal, I'll go for it, of course. But if this is all it is, I'm just mopping up the gravy with a roll, knowing I had an amazing meal. And who's the other guy with you?
Well, Blitz. Blitz.
Yeah, hold on. I watch Opie.
And the thing about it is, Blitz is also very knowledgeable, because he followed you guys.
Yeah, I was a huge ONA fan, and I watched Opie. I watched the beer show, and I do all that.
Yeah, Bubba, so this is the fun, too, because you can just pull around and just try out different things. I just started something called The Beer Show, and we try out, you know, beers with my friend Matt, who owns a bar in New York City.
Geppert's.
We're having a blast doing it, and people seem to like it so far.
Here's the thing. If you got something that you like, you will gain traction and you will gain momentum. It will. So don't give up. Don't give up. I mean, if this is going well, because I've known you dabbled in some shit, and you're like, fuck it, I don't like this anymore, and, you know, I only got 82 people watching, fuck it, and our egos take over, and you're like, you know, God, I used to be in 39 fucking cities globally on Sirius XM. I had XM and Sirius fighting over me. I had multi-zillion dollar fucking deals. You can't get wrapped up in that. You got to get wrapped up in your happiness and consistency. You got to do that.
Holla. I agree. All right, listen, I did this whole phone call in a bathtub, so I got to go.
Well, good.
Hey, just a quick question. How are your mirrors doing?
Oh, nice.
Hey, fuck you, Opie. I got one of my boys that keep up on you. That's impressive, well, isn't it?
He was getting his car mirror smashed off like every week or so for a while.
But that took it. See, Opie was a little taken back. He's like, man, Bubba's boys really do fucking know what I'm doing here.
Well, see, I make it easy for the haters. So there was another concept that I loved. I had to do alternate side of street parking. I was trying to save some money. I'm not going to lie to you. So when I had to sit in my car for an hour and a half, I was just live streaming.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. But then there's a thing in New York where they're taking side view mirrors and they're really expensive to replace. It's over like $1,000, like close to $1,500 for a pair if you have a decent car. So I got my side view mirrors stolen. I got new ones. I was still parking on the street thinking that was an anomaly. It ain't going to happen again. Less than a week later, they took the new ones that I just had put on. So I lost my side view mirrors twice in about 10 days.
And isn't it suck that we live in such a fucked up, degenerate society that people now have to rip off your fucking mirrors of your car?
Yeah. Well, how do you figure out that you can make a living with that? And then you go up and down the side streets where I live in New York, you'll see like 5 or 6 cars in a row that no longer have side view mirrors, and most of them aren't even replacing them because they have to park on the street. I talked to the NYPD, and they basically said, I'm in good with the NYPD forever. And they're like, we'll never catch these guys. And then explain to me how it happens. They go on an electric scooter, they look for the cars they need, then they call the guy who comes behind them, and probably not a van because they want to be incognito. And it takes less than a minute to get both.
Yeah, it takes seconds to pull them off.
Snip.
Well, you know what? If you weren't such a fucking groupie for New York, you'd have your redheaded ass down here in fucking Florida, where we have no state taxes. Living, I mean, if you're fucking killing it in New York, bitch, you could live in the 100th floor and somewhere in Miami down here, buddy. It's so cheap to live.
Well, I mean, dude, you know, I'm a father, 2 kids.
How old are your kids?
Well, I know what you're going to say, but I don't see it that way. They're 12 and 10.
Oh, they would love it down here. They'd be fucking rock stars down here. They would.
Yeah, they like their school. They like their friends. So I feel like I missed the boat getting us all out of here.
No,
yeah.
Bubba. What you tell Opie is that you can go to the beach here year-round, and the fishing is great. That's how you get them down
the
here.
The fishing year is to die for. Year-round beach, and we got fucking the Lightning. I know you're a big hockey fan, not Lightning.
The dog would like it.
The dog would like it. Your wife would fucking love it. She could go to the beach. And the kids are resilient. The kids are so fucking resilient. They'd get new. Hell, the Florida kids are cooler than those uptight fucking New York kids.
You're not wrong. Hey, speaking of sports, football. So the rumor is that Tom Brady might not be done.
We're hearing that.
We're also hearing that Rodgers is going to the Jets. What are you hearing on that deal?
He's a head case. I hate that guy.
I don't know who's more of a head case, Opie, Bubba, or fucking Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
Right. I would go Aaron Rodgers, bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
But listen.
But yeah, I mean, we need a quarterback. We haven't had a good team. I really am a Bills fan because I lived up in Western New York for a really long time. But I was born a Jets fan, and we haven't had a good quarterback. I 15 years? I have no idea.
What are you going to say, Mark Sanchez?
Probably since Sanchez, maybe.
And Sanchez was all right for a little bit, but I think it was Chad who ended up playing for the Dolphins after the Jets.
Yeah, or you could just say Vinny Testaverde. He had a good year in 98.
I think he was 40-something.
Well, listen, he had one good year with Testaverde.
Look at Brady. Brady's 86, and he's thinking about coming back again, motherfucker.
Well, Brady, you know, he's
who's your hockey team? Are you New Jersey Devils?
No, I'm embarrassed to say. I was a huge Islanders fan. I was a season ticket holder. I went to more games.
You guys were going to go to a game down here. That was the whole deal.
Yeah, I'll take them to a Lightning game.
And then I kind of tapped out of hockey a little bit, which is weird. And I noticed on ESPN, because I'm home a lot, they don't do hockey coverage.
Why? Why do you think that is? Hockey's is, I mean,
they
I
started to now because the NHL signed a deal with ESPN and ABC. So they started doing a little bit more than they did last year.
But my God, you think the NFL can whore itself out anymore? I mean, they're every fucking, they got every network sucking dick.
I know, but it's, God, is it fun to watch?
It is.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they really got the brand dialed in. I mean, they really do. Talk about somebody that's doing it right?
100%.
I mean, 100%. They got nothing on Championship Cornhole, though.
championship cornhole. When you go, when you go fishing, what do you go fish? Like, have you ever fished for tarpon or anything like that?
No, bro. I mean, I get on a boat every once in a while. We'll get some pretty giant striped bass and some bluefish. I went shark tagging, but in general, I stick to the shore and I do surf casting. So what you get is decent sized striped bass, sea robins, skates, and every once in a while you'll hook into a stingray, which is like reeling in a metal door. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we got tons of those around
here.
Well,
Bubba, I mean, listen, you take him tarpon fishing, that will blow him out. You know, yeah, he'd have his, for about an hour and a half.
He'd have his entire family move down here. One day of fishing, taking him out by the bridge, get him on some tarpon.
What's up with the tarpon? I hear from time to time how cool fishing tarpon is, but I don't know what the deal is.
It's a fight. It's a huge fish. You can't eat it. But it will give you about an hour and a half fight, maybe 2 hours. And it's just one of those things. And you can't pull it on the boat. You got to keep it in the water.
No, you got to, the way they do it, OP, is they take one of their little things off.
They take a little fin off, but they measure it. So then you see how big it is.
And then if you want to get a taxidermy to replicate it, but you can't.
Taking just one scale?
Yeah, one scale. You take one scale off and say it was, 59 inches, 110 pounds, and then if you want to get a guy to replicate it, you can.
And sharks try to eat them as they're getting them up.
Yeah, a lot of times
you'll be reeling in a big fucking tarpon, and a shark will come and take half of it away.
You get like a huge bull shark to just take half of it off.
So you're not allowed to keep tarpon?
No,
you're allowed. You could keep one, but there's really no point because the meat is horrible.
Yeah.
Snook is where you're at. Snook's a smaller fish. It's like a straight bass.
Have you ever visited Tampa, Opie?
A million years ago, yeah.
That was way different now.
I was down in Orlando seeing my sister, and then I went there to hang out with someone. I used to do radio in Buffalo. I loved it. And then I went down. I think it's 20 years ago. Didn't you guys have the All-Star Game hockey?
Yeah, we did.
I went down there for that. That was when I was fired, just wandering around. And my friend who worked for the Islanders, he's like, hey, man, I got a giant suite. Come on down. And I went down there, and we hung out for the All-Star weekend, and I had VIP passes. It was amazing.
Isn't Eric Logan your guy?
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't he a Tampa guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I think so. And he left us. I think that was like the beginning of the end for us at Sirius, because Logan really loved us. The rest of the company and management team, they hated us, but they understood that we could bring in the people. But Logan, like, fought for us. And I remember the day he's like, oh, I got bad news, because we were really, really close friends. And he's like, I'm leaving to run Oprah's network. I'm like, holy shit, you picked the one place that...
the one place that I could never get hired was be Oprah.
And I said that to him, like, and I was proud of him, obviously. And he had a kick-ass run there.
He sure did.
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know what he's doing now, right?
Mm-mm.
He's running the world. You talk about how, like, doing something you love and not worrying about anything else. He got into surfing when he was working for Oprah. He now is the CEO or whatever, the big guy for the World Surfing League.
Oh, well, good for him. I always had good interactions with him. And when I got fired for the $755,000 fine, I was talking to him over at XM, and I think it might have been, I don't know if you guys were there or not yet. I think I got fired first, didn't I, of all of you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because Howard and I got fired from Clear Channel, and all I had was Clear Channel, but Howard had like 31 CBS affiliates, and then you guys were still on terrestrial radio.
I think they were doing both.
Yeah.
Were they doing both?
We were doing both for a while, which was insane. That was crazy.
Boy, that was big fucking money, wasn't it? Jesus.
Yeah, Bubba, but do you know what they would do, Bubba, is they would call it the walkover.
Yeah, they'd walk down to the studios.
Yeah, live on the air.
Now, Opie, did that ever get to be a shit show where you'd have fans that were like walk with you?
Every day we had people waiting for us outside the K-Rock studio for the walk to XM every day. I mean, some days we had like 100 people.
Right.
You know, on a regular day, though, we probably averaged about 10 a day easily. And then some days, because maybe something you know, more important was going on, there'd be 100 people outside waiting for us, and they would just do the walk. But then they gave us a multi-million-dollar studio, Eric Logan, and we had bleachers, so then we would invite them up, and they could watch the show live. It was crazy.
Isn't it? And I got into some pretty crazy shit too. And you know, don't you wish that we would have just taken the time as all this whirlwind was happening to us, that we would have just kind of taken a step back and said, "Fuck." You know, because we thought we were invincible. We thought that we were the shit and we were invincible. But we just kind of taken it all in and enjoyed it a little bit more because it's such a whirlwind now to us.
Oh, yeah, of course. But I mean, me and Anthony had a 20-year run. I mean, nothing. How many things really last 20 years? I mean, come on.
Well, you've been married. You've been married that long?
I've been married since 2008.
All right, we're approaching that.
Yeah, 15.
I hope she didn't hear this broadcast and know that it's coming to an end soon.
Oh God, no! She's the only stable force in my life.
Yeah.
It's funny when I think of you, like you and us always make the list of like craziest stunts. They always rank us, and one year you're a little above us, and the next year we're a little above you. And we, between our two shows, oh my God, did we do some crazy
Oh my
things.
God, and we got that, and I never called my, I mean, I might have maybe a few times in reading an article and stuff, but I didn't label my, I was like, Bubba the Love Sponge, Shock Jock. I never said that out of my mouth. People called us, but we were always the Shock Jocks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, every time an interviewer would use the term Shock Jock, I would tell them they're doing lazy reporting because our philosophy, and I guarantee it's very similar to yours, I knew how to get the people talking. We would get these giant bits that we knew everyone would be talking about the next day. And then that would bring the people to the show. And then hopefully you're entertaining, funny, or what have you in between those big stunts. The real shock jocks, that's all they had, and they didn't have longevity because in between stunts, they didn't have much to talk about.
Well, they weren't good interviewers, and they didn't know how to they didn't know how to promote or how to tease, you know, upcoming segments, or they didn't understand the show biz aspect of talk radio and the internal strife and the, you know, the transparency. And if you were mad at Ant, you guys would talk about it, and sometimes it would get, you know, a little uncomfortable. And a lot of people are afraid to let their defenses down like that and really let people peer into their inner self. And that's what we did, and that's what you guys did, and that anybody can shock a girl's tits or, you know, do the fuck we did. Mm-hmm. But it was the it was the transparency and the real lifeness, and that we represented the average guy that was out there digging a ditch or driving a truck. They gravitated to what we did collectively.
Yeah, and it brings it around to the beginning of the conversation. That's why these celebrities can't do what we do. They're not willing to put themselves out there like that.
What if, I know this is a fucked up subject, so I'm going to see, and you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say. What if Sirius XM came to us and said, Howard's gone, but I need all three of you. Could we do it?
I can't imagine a scenario where I would work with Anthony again, to be honest.
So you brought this up, you brought up a bunch, but like...
And hopefully, don't get mad at me for asking. I mean, it's everybody talks about it, so I mean, you know, why not a friend of yours, me? I can bring it up, but I don't want you to be mad at me.
Hold on. It was during a live stream, and I even commented on it, and I said that, you know, clearly you guys hated each other towards the end, but it didn't matter because it was still good radio.
Well, sadly, we didn't get along... from 2000 to when Anthony got let go in.
But you guys need a strong alpha like me to fucking between you two. Be like, listen, both you fuckers, we're making lots of money. We're fucking going to get this done.
Yeah, that was the only reason we continued. I mean, the money was so insane. Of course we're going to continue. But the mics would go off, and for years on end, we didn't say a word to each other until the mics were on.
But it was still good radio. It was clear. It was clear. You know, I watched on Pal Talk and stuff, so I got to see the commercial, you know, what you guys did there in the commercials, and it was clear you guys didn't like each other. But it was still good radio.
Yeah, at the end of the day, man, I mean, money talks, and I know you don't need a lot of it, but if they were to throw a lot at you, and I could be the mediator,
He has said many times he doesn't want to work with Anthony. Like, people have said, oh, what about $20 million? He's like, I don't care.
Like, I'm not trying to get, first of all, Opie, I'm not trying to get you to say yes. I could give a fuck. I'm just, you know, just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, man, I just don't want to be around the guy. In a weird way, I was relieved when the whole thing finally ended, even though the fame was going to go away and the money was going to go away for the most part. I was relieved. I think the other thing is,
you know, I got a guy like that too, that worked for me for 23 years. My bit writer Manson, and I didn't think, you know, it was not adversarial at all, except towards the end. And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't find myself working with him again either. And it's been a relief not dealing, you know, I totally get where you're coming from. I really do.
And we, you know, we've grown very differently. And, you know, I will say this, and I think you would agree, Anthony. In the end, we wore each other out. That ride was so crazy. We wore each other out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was a lot of pressure, a lot of toxicity around us. And, you know, the pressure of continuing to have a successful show. And I think in the end, it just wore us out as far as us hanging out with each other. You know what I mean? I'm not worn out as a human being, but I was worn out as far as being with him at that point.
And people don't realize, you know, you guys did Morning Drive, not all your career. Probably what, no. half of your career was afternoons and half in mornings?
Yeah, that's about right.
And people don't realize, man, and I've done mornings now for God, 20 plus years, and it fucking wears you. Regardless of your host, your co-host, that wears you out, but just the lifestyle that you got to live, you know, you can't stay out much past 8 or 9. You're a zombie for your kids. It's just morning radio is tough. And I know you certainly can understand, just the fucking lifestyle in itself wears you out.
Let me jump on that point. That's why I really like talking to you. I really like talking to Rob Bennington from time to time. Brother Weeze. It's just a small group of us that really understand this. That's why when I go online and haters try to, like, broad stroke, you know, what I did for the Opie and Anthony show, I laugh because they have no effing idea what it takes to put on a radio show. They have no idea that you wake up at 4 a.m, and sure, people wake up at 4 a.m. for their jobs as well. So I'm not saying that. I'm not downplaying that.
Nope.
But you walk through life when you do morning radio like a fucking zombie, because you're using all your mental energy that you've got to try to perform and try to give the best content and product possible. So by the time I'm done, I'm just staring at my wife. I can barely talk. My kids are like, what's wrong with you? I'm taking naps. And you walk through life with, remember the heavy eyelids? You would just, you couldn't even keep your eyes open.
And you're just mentally exhausted because you've been on this 4 to 5 hour live high wire that, you know, again, it's live. And then it's so fast paced that you got to stay ahead of it to be, and you got to try to engage everybody. You got to keep the topic matter going. You got to keep the co-hosts going. You might have to potentially have a caller involved or an interviewer involved. Right. And then literally, like, I have a rule when I get off the air, I need, and with my girlfriend and anybody, I need an hour of just don't fucking talk to me.
To decompress.
Yeah. Like I need like 45 minutes or something, because I've just been, and there's the point, and I certainly know, you know what I'm talking about here. They don't realize what we call the on factor when you're on. If you and I are just sitting on a street corner and be like, hey, oh, what's going on? Nothing. Just fucking around. Fishing. Yeah. But when you're on the radio, you got to be excited. You have to be energetic. You got to have a little fucking singy songy. You just got to be on. Like, the light's on, the camera's on. And, you know, when I used to hang out with Hogan back in the day, Hogan would come in and sit in during a radio show, and he was like, fuck, you know, most actors only, you know, by successful actors standards, an actor might do 2 films a year. That's somebody who's working hard. And in that film, most films are, you know, an hour and 20 minutes long, maybe 2 hours, but maybe, you know, and of that, a starring role may have 45 to 55 total minutes of being on. So, and so if you do two motion pictures a year as an A-list celebrity, you may be on in your character or on for 4 hours a year. We're on, people like you and I are on 20 hours a week. And like Hogan was blown away with, like, oh my God, how much time you actually have to be on.
Well, and you have to be on every single second. You can't have a bad spot. I mean, we do have them.
But sure.
You know, those really are painful because you're like, ah, man, you know how important every second is. And then then the show ends. And in my case, I was looked at more the boss than Anthony. So I had to deal with the guys down the hall, and this advertiser needs 5 minutes, and this needs that attention. And then I would get home, and then the phone calls would start from the staff. This motherfucker, where's my raise? And it never ended. People think, you know, as soon as the mics end at 10 o'clock, you're done. I think the real job started at 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah, you got to deal with, okay, this salesperson. Hey, listen, Opie, we got this one client. If you could just give him a couple plugs tomorrow, I think we got him. You know, blah, blah, blah. Or, hey, Opie, can you cut this spec spot? Man, I think we can get a $50,000 buy on this fucking deal. Or, hey, Opie, will you endorse this? No, I hate that product. Well, fuck, I mean, come on. I mean, there's a bunch of, right? I mean, you and I could write a book about the fuckery involved in this bullshit.
If the money's good enough, I'll make believe my dick doesn't work, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fuck yeah. Here's the thing, that the true art of radio and the people that you and I grew up with, you know, Phil Hendrys and just the great broadcasters that had influences on us, the art and the craft of talk, monologue-based, opinion, guy-skewing radio is over. I like Ben Shapiro. I don't necessarily like his, I don't agree with all of his politics. And then I love Jim Rome on the sports side, mostly because they're radio guys. They sound like radio guys. Like, boy, nobody can interview a person better and constantly reset their audience than fucking Jim Rome. He's a master at it. And I don't know if there's any true radio craftsman out there anymore.
No, there truly isn't. It's a whole bunch of podcasts that they're taking a page from my book, they're taking a page from your book, and they think a good show is just beating the shit out of everybody. And that was certainly a page in our book, but like I said earlier, in between beating the crap out of everybody, what else do you got? And if you don't have anything else, you know, you're going to be found out as a fraud, as a phony.
And again, these fucks are doing 1 or 2 hours a week, right?
That's it. Tops.
And it's all, hold on. And you know what it all is? It's all interview based shit. It's not, let's dig into this story and talk about abortion or talk about, you know, this or that. It's this guy that this interview that I'm going to do with this person who has this particular opinion that I could potentially oppose or agree with.
Right.
You know, hell, you and I could do a show just bullshitting about nothing but you and I.
Well, this was fun, man. I kind of got to go on my follow-up this call. I got to make sure everything's cool.
Make sure he didn't shit his pants. And so, listen, bud, let's get together, do this more often. And, you know, I keep up on your stuff. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm a fan, and I'd like to continue to stay in touch, bud.
100%. And because you don't come on my stuff, I'm always coming on
listen,
your
motherfucker,
stuff.
I'll come on your shit anytime. You know what? I have your, now that I know this number works, I'm going to retext you my number. And Opie, come on at any time, bud.
All right. But have one of your guys send this. I'm going to put it on my podcast for you.
All right. Blitz, can we get this
to him? Yeah, I'll get it to
him. Well, I'll get this to you, and I'll start doing stuff on your stuff too, bud.
I'm sitting here in a bathtub, and I'm like, man, I got my next podcast.
Your balls hanging out, that fucking red, fiery pubic hair. Jesus, you're all set, buddy.
slow down. All right, yeah, just
just promote my podcast, Opie Radio, and more importantly, the beer show on my YouTube channel, Opie Radio. I'm having fun doing that.
And let's do this, you know, every couple weeks, and I'll do you, you do me, and we'll, you know, let's hang out a little bit.
All right, sounds good, Bubba.
All right, Opie.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Opie. Right. Good talking to you. Bye, all buddy. Right, thank you.
Bye.
There you go.
I'll get it sent over to Opie, and if the guys from WATP want it, I'll give them to them too, because I'm sure they just watched the whole thing. So hi,
whoever wants it, grab it.
WATP, hi.
What WAPTTP?
No, they'll review it. So
oh,
say hi, WATP.
Hey, WATP. Here's what you should do. Here's what you should
review. Hi,
WATP. Dear W, hold on. Let me make this official.
Okay.
Dear WATP. I know you take a shit on most things because that's what you guys do.
It's usually Opie and Stuttering John.
But if you were really to be honest, that was a pretty fucking good interview. And I'm a pretty fucking good interviewer. And collectively, me and Opie, whether we're your cup of tea or not, we're pretty damn good radio guys. So I hope that your score or your opinions are at least fair. That's all I ask. Yeah, I'm fat. I'm out of gas. I'm not doing near as well as I used to.
But you're on Ozempic now.
Bubba the Love Sponge is a stupid fucking name. But you got to admit, motherfuckers, I still got the it factor because, I mean, after all, you're reviewing me. I mean, you're not reviewing some stupid fuck that's picking corn in Iowa now, are you? You're talking to Bubba the Love Sponge and make sure you use a circle R at the end of sponge because it's federally trademarked.
Oh, there you go.
How about that, WAPVZKZ?
Nailed it.
Boy, that was refreshing.
Yeah.
He was in, you know what? I'm honest to God.
Hey, Pimp, $100 cash, Super Chat, whatever the hell it is.
PayPal, that's
I've been waiting
right.
so long.
I know it's Egg Pimp.
Egg Pimp, $100, PayPal.
George Tiska, 25. Dirt Track Hoosier, 20. Blitz, I'll tell you right now. If Sirius XM came to me mm-hmm. and said, you two put together a show for when Howard leaves, I'd do it in a minute.
Yeah.
Incorporate you guys, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he would do it with Anthony if the price was right. He says no, but if they actually had a contract there, he'd sign that fucker so quick.
I don't think Anthony would be allowed back because of the racial
overtones. I'm just saying, if that was the deal.
I think Opie and I would have a better shot with my crew, but I'd have to tell Opie, here's the deal. I'm bringing, you're a co-host with me. It'll be you know, Opie and Bubba, or Bubba and Opie. But I'm bringing, I got a dumb guy I'm bringing. I got a bitch I'm bringing.
And I
got Blitz I'm bringing, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I got an occasional doctor, okay?
Right.
Opie, you good? And you know, Opie would be good as fuck with that.
Yeah. I don't think he's got much of a crew. He's got some friends and stuff, but...
I got a crew.
The problem is, man, everybody Opie hangs out with passes away.
That's okay. I'm not dying, bitch. Shit. I am not dying, buddy. I went to the gym today.
We love you, brother.
Yeah. See you guys tomorrow.
All right.